What do you say to climate change deniers like, well, Colorado's own Congress member Lauren Boebert?
It's frustrating. The science has been known for over a decade that there's a link between warming and wildfires, and we need to move past it and acknowledge it in order to build solutions. You know, we're essentially sitting ducks to the repercussions of climate change if we don't acknowledge it. And I think part of the solution is acknowledging it and figuring out how we can live with increasing fire in the future. We're gonna build back, but I hope that Colorado builds back smarter, thinking about how we can build more fire resilient homes and fire resilient communities moving forward.
We're going to leave it there. I want to thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Jennifer Balch, Director of the Earth Lab at the University of Colorado Boulder. And that does it for our show. I'm Amy Goodman. Remember, wearing a mask is an act of love.
This is KBOO Portland.
Coming this Monday, January 3rd at 2 p.m. on the Monday Sampler.
Out of the pages of the world's greatest comic magazine come the adventures of the Fantastic Four.
A radio adaptation of the original Fantastic Four magazines that originally appeared almost 60 years ago. We will be presenting issue 3 of the Fantastic Four, The Coming of the Submariner. So tune in this Monday at 2 p.m. and hear Stan Lee himself say,
"In one sweeping motion, he removes his outer garments and stands revealed as the legendary ruler of the sea, the invincible Prince Namor, the Submariner."
So face front, all true believers, and tune in this Monday at 2 p.m. as the Monday Sampler will present issue 3 of the Fantastic Four featuring Stan Lee. And that's right here on Community Radio, KBOO Portland.
Those were our news headlines. Today, we bring you the gift of music from the Freedom Singers. The Freedom Singers began in 1962. SNCC organizers noticed the power of the music in what was known as the Albany Movement. That was a civil rights movement, which, by the way, over 700 people from Albany, Georgia, were arrested participating in the civil rights movement at the time. And Cordell Reagan, one of the SNCC field secretaries, he came to Albany, Georgia, and he was inspired by the music he heard. Plus, he was a singer. He was a tenor singer. He came out of Nashville, Tennessee, where he was involved in the civil rights movement. He did sit-ins. He was the youngest member of SNCC's staff. And by 1961, he had already been on the Freedom Rides. He had been working on voter registrations. He'd been doing sit-ins. And he was part of that first group of Freedom Singers. So we are now going to hear some of the music from the civil rights era, music that was really as a film done by Danny Glover and others called Soundtrack of the Revolution. That music really was the soundtrack of the revolution. So let us go now to part two of music from the Freedom Singers perform live during the 50th anniversary conference of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee and held at Shaw University in Raleigh, North Carolina in 2010.
Everybody knows the Battle Hymn of the Republic. These are some new words to it. And it says, "Mine eyes have seen injustice in each city, town, and state. Your jails are filled with black men, and your courts are white with hate. And with every bid for freedom, someone whispers to us, wait, let the movement move in." Oh, the movement's moving on, and you're gonna sing, "Move on over." Oh, we'll move on over.
Yeah, yeah.
They conspire to keep us silent.
in the field and in the slum. They promise us the vote, then sing us we shall overcome. But John Brown knew what freedom was about, and he died to win a son. And the movement's moving on. I declare my independence from the fool and from the knave. I declare my independence from the coward and the slave. And I declare that I shall fight for right and fear no jail nor grave. For the movement's moving. For the sake of time, I just want to go on to this. It says, a dove of peace with its bloody beak sinks talons in a child. You bend the olive branch to make a bow, then with a smile. You string it with the lynch rope you've been hiding all the while. But the movement's moving on. Now you sing it with me. You sing. Small and voiceless men. Many noble deeds are done, the righteous to defend. But I'm here, John Brown, to say, I'm here today, Cordelia Rica, to say, I'm here today, Malcolm X, to say, I'm here today, Martin King, to say, we'll triumph in the end, and the movement. This is the last time, people, so send your hearts out.
Government sent old Dingo Dinga down to Atlanta on a State Department tour. He wanted to explain to him then how Atlanta was still integrated, was integrated. And they wanted old Dingo Dinga to see that. Most people don't know that old Dingo Dinga and Barack Obama's daddy were from the same tribe. They did an article in the paper the other day calling it something about two nations, but they're in the same tribe. And that's unbelievable, I think, come together like that. We went down to the Peachtree Manor to see old Bingo Dinga. The police said,
to see old Dinga, old Dinga.
The police did look mighty hard at old Dinga, old Dinga. He got scared 'cause he was an ex-mau-mau.
To see old Dinga, old Dinga.
Ooh. got a white folk down in the Mississippi, but not to you, all of your own. And if you are the freedom, you will wind in the goddamn swamp. Oh, dingo, 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 dingo. From a great singer named Harry Belafonte. He was singing his banana boat song. So we heard it a little different way. So and we would like to do that with him if we could in some kind of way.
Come back, we wanna go home. Day-o, 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 come back, we wanna go home. this song became a freedom song. Freedom!
Freedom!
Freedom! Freedom's coming and it won't be long. Free, it's the free, it's the free, it's the freedom. Freedom coming and it won't be long. We'll let you come trip on a Greyhound bus. Freedom coming and it won't be long. Tight segregation and this we must. Freedom coming.
Amen, bro. We'll never turn back.
Herbert Lee was a black man from Ingham County, Mississippi, working with voter registration along with the NAACP person for Ingham County by the name of E.W. Stepton. He was killed by a state representative by the name of Eugene Hearst, which was never brought to justice for killing Herbert Lee. People that saw it were so afraid that they would not come forward to testify. However, one man eventually did come forward by the name of Louis Allen. His children and grandchildren is fighting today to have the case met with justice around their father and grandfather, as we see not only in the South, but definitely in Mississippi. In many, many instances, justice does come slow, if it comes at all. I just wanted to share that bit with people that may not have known that bit of history.
At this time, could we turn the house lights up, please? Remain standing. All the lights. Turn them up. At this time, we're going to sing "We Shall Overcome." And we want everybody to put your right hand over your left and connect with the person beside you. And if you can, blink. You got to link up. And after we sing "We Shall Overcome," that great band, that Hot Eight from New Orleans, are going to come and lead us out of here.
We shall.
This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. We're going to take our station break now, but when we return, don't go away, because there is more incredible music from the Freedom Singers performed live during the 50th anniversary conference of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee in Raleigh, North Carolina in 2010. Stay with us. We'll be right back. My goodness, that song, Climbing Jacob's Ladder, sung by Bernice Reagan Johnson herself, a freedom singer. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. Check us out on our website at sotrueradio.org. If you are a member of Facebook, please look for us and like us on Facebook. We're also on SoundCloud. Look for Sojourner Truth with Margaret Prescott. And today, we'd like to give a shout out to our SoundCloud listeners in New Jersey. And internationally, we would like to give a shout out to our SoundCloud listeners in Mali. On Twitter and Instagram, you could find our handle at SoTrueRadio. We now return to music from the Freedom Singers on this special New Year's Day special, our gift to you. This music was performed live during the 50th anniversary conference of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee held in Raleigh, North Carolina back in 2010. Now, the Freedom Singers.
There's one thing I must say, Cordell, he was dedicated to the music of the movement. There will be a time when you're so ill, but if you call him, he'd find a way to make it, and his voice was still strong. Yeah, a lot of us have been, have done a lot of things. We've been in jail, we've been on the picket lines, but this is one song that I did when I was in the jail in Carroll, Illinois, and Ray Charles was one of my favorite singers at the time. I wrote a long way with him, and I wrote it while I was in jail, and it's called Fighting for My Rights. You know I'm tired of segregation, and now I want my equal rights. Well, respect and education, oh well, I talk through the segregation. That's why I'm fighting for my rights. Oh, I'm fighting for my rights. That's why I'm fighting for my rights. That's why I'm fighting. No window, so the air it could come through. Though I felt so high and stuck up there, that didn't know what to do. Still, I was fighting for my rights. Oh, I was fighting for my rights. Yes, I was fighting for my rights. Yes, I was fighting for my rights. You know my daddy, he done told me, oh well, now on his lying bed. Now if my son gonna get his freedom, I'd rather see him dead. That's why I'm fighting for my rights. They were doing freedom songs in Alabama in the 50s. And it was about three young girls. They had a group called, I think it was the Birmingham Trio. Montgomery Trio, okay, Montgomery. All right, she got my back. And there was a time when they had a lot of bus boycotts, and her name is, she told me she was like 13, 12 or 13 years old when they started that group, and they were singing for Dr. King, singing in that movement. And one of the songs we want to hear her do, sing about some buses.
No. no
I'll be driving up there.
there, and I want to say that that first song was written by a band teacher over at Alabama State University in 1955 when we were 12 years old, and we sung that song all throughout the city of Montgomery, and may have been the first group at that time to be called Freedom Singers.
All right.
And at the same time, while we were 12 years old, we were one of the first groups to fundraise through our songs. And so we sung at all the mass meetings, not all the mass meetings, I'm sorry, the tees throughout the city, every Sunday. They called them tees at that time, and that's how they fundraised. But then we met Guy Carroll and went to Montego, Tennessee, and at Highlander. And then people called on by God to go to Carnegie Hall to do a fundraiser for Highlander. Thank you.
This next song was written by a guy named Guy Carroll. He was one of the people who helped found State. I know he was in the Nashville movement in the beginning of that, he and Candy, and they wrote a song that I think told a story about the sit-ins. And we've been on him for a few days, and we told him he had to do this song. And it's called The Ballad of the Sit-ins.
Time was 1960, the place, the USA. That February 1st became a history-making day. From Greensboro across the land, the news spread far and wide. Quietly and bravely, youth took a giant stride. He's called America. There rose a cry for freedom, for human liberty. The Constitution says you can, and people you should know. Jesus died that morning for all mankind to know.
He's the call of American song.
Come to prove our faith in all humanity, serve the cause of justice of all humanity. Soldiers in the army with Martin Luther King, come along, good people, and take a seat with me.
He's called American dog.
Hate shall turn us from our goal. No Jim Crow law or police state can stop our freedom soul. We're soldiers in the army with Martin Luther King. Peace and love are weapons, nonviolence our creed.
He called American song. Side by equal side.
Think I'm right.
Been down into the south.
Folks in heaven, both black and white.
Been down into the south.
Hallelujah, freedom.
Hallelujah, freedom.
Hallelujah, freedom.
Been down into the south.
name is Chilienko.
Been down into the south.
It chills the body but not the soul.
Been down into the south.
Did we just do that?
Yeah.
You don't believe we've been to hell.
Been down into the south.
Let's follow us down to the Jackson jail.
Been down into the south. Hallelujah, freedom. Hallelujah, freedom.
One of the greatest. Lynn Chandler.
On the road between Selma and Montgomery, on Highway 80, a woman named Viola Liuso was murdered. And I was with Cordell when we were coming up on the scene where this had taken place and saw FBI men bent over at the waist looking for discarded shells. After we got about 3 or 4 miles past that, they arrested us and told us we had failed to dimmer our headlights and took all the money that we had. And so that was a fine. In the basement of the church that night, I wrote this song. And as so many of the movement songs are really easy to sing, when you hear something twice, sing it. You'll say it. You'll say it, you know. And whoever wants to come and join me on singing this, please.
What is it?
Murder on the Roads of Alabama. Well, I want to try to sing that emphasis. How's that sound?
It's good.
It's murder on the roads of Alabama. That's what y'all say.
Oh, it's murder on the roads of Alabama.
If you're black, let me say this. If you're black or if you're white, if you're fighting for what's right, you're a target. In the night in Alabama. Now sing as we march right by the spot in Alabama.
As we march right by that spot in Alabama. As as we march right by that spot where the Klansmen would fire the shot, where the cow would fire the shot in Alabama. Yes, yes, we know who is to blame in Alabama. Yes, 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 we know who is to blame in Alabama. Yes, we know who is to blame. She copped bullets in the brain before we learned to say her name. And now Viola Leitzer's on the road in Alabama. Deep within the sovereign state of Alabama. Deep within the sovereign state of Alabama. Deep within the sovereign state, there's a poison pit of hate. And George Wallace is the heart of Alabama.
We're out of time. Today's show produced by me. That's Margaret Prescott. I'd like to thank the Sojourner Truth team, including assistant producer Romero Funes, a production intern Julianne Tweeton, and Stan Mizrahi for his work throughout this entire series of SNCC. And of course, Mr. T. Teddy Robinson, our engineer. If you'd like a copy of today's show, you can contact the Pacifica Radio Archives at 1-800-735-0230 or go online to PacificaRadioArchives.org. Remember to visit our website, SoTrueRadio.org, and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at SoTrueRadio. And again, have a safe and happy New Year's Day. Thank you so much for listening. This is your host, Margaret Prescott.
You are tuned in to listener-supported community radio, KBOO Portland.
Tune in to Cubby Cushy, Cubby Cush, Tuesday nights on KBOO. 2 hours of global bass with an emphasis on South Asia and the South Asian diaspora, and an even more special emphasis on the Punjabi diaspora. Hosted every Tuesday, 10 to midnight, by The Incredible Kid. This ain't world music, it's birth of a new world music.